Australians have a choice between tax cuts and greater public spending when they vote in general elections on Saturday. The elections give voters what has been described as the clearest choice on economic policy in years from the two main political parties. Whoever wins will face an economy growing at likely its slowest rate in 10 years, while the jobless rate has climbed higher. This could lead Australia's central bank to cut interest rates for the first time since 2016. Many experts argue that government intervention in the economy could, in fact, prove helpful. Australia has avoided an economic recession since 1991. Yet there are signs of trouble as housing prices slide in the cities of Sydney and Melbourne. In addition, wage growth and consumer spending have slowed. As a result, economists say they expect the Reserve Bank of Australia to cut its main interest rate from a record low 1.5% later this year. The economists spoke with the Reuters news agency in late April. During the election campaign, the center-right Liberal-led ruling coalition and opposition Labour Party have each promised budget surpluses. The reason? Rising prices for iron ore and coal, the nation's top export earners. But while Australian exports are expanding, the rest of the economy is not. Economic growth is expected to slow to 1.7% during the current quarter from 1 year ago. That would be the weakest growth rate since late 2009. Studies of likely voters show Labour holding a narrow lead over the Liberal National Coalition. Experts expect the election to be decided by just a few seats. The coalition is promising a series of tax cuts, with personal rate reductions set in the April budget to take effect in July. The Labour Party is more interventionist. It has promised to end major tax breaks. It proposed to set a living wage above the lowest legal rate of $18.93 an hour to help people meet their needs and avoid poverty. Labour leader Bill Shorten says this election is a referendum on wages. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Labour's wage policies would harm the economy. The Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry supports his position. Those policies would force many businesses to choose between cutting the hours of their employees or laying people off, the business group noted in March. The Liberal National Coalition has publicized its record as a strong economic manager, a message that has affected voters. An independent study at the end of April found that managing the economy was very important for 33% of Australians. In fact, 37% of those asked said they trusted the coalition to do the job. Frank Stilwell is an economist and professor with the University of Sydney. He likens concerns about debt and deficits to an accountant's view of the economy. Most countries, most of the time, run deficits, and that's fine, said Stilwell. The bigger question is how would the winner here respond to continuing depressing economic growth? During the 2008 and 2009 financial crisis, the Labor government provided $8.5 billion in payments to low- and middle-income Australians. Stilwell said, "It was what we needed, it was very well done, and it worked." I'm Jonathan Evans.